Deborah, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Before we talk about the fact that you are a fantasy author, I'm going to get you to explain that and talk about your series of books. You are also a Hodgkin's lymphoma survivor, and you're advocating for that. And we're going to talk about all of this. We've got a lot to talk to you about. Take me back, though. How did you get interested in writing? How long have you been writing?
Probably since early 90s. First grade, I was 7 years old. They had a little book project that they had us all do, and I really didn't put a book down after that.
Is that the way it is with most authors? They start like early in elementary school sometimes.
I want to say probably most of them. A lot of people actually do start a little later.
All right. So you've been writing forever, and you're a fantasy author. Explain that for people who don't know what we're talking about.
Okay. Well, fantasy is just typically your Lord of the Rings type stories, other worlds. A lot of them have been set in kind of medieval type settings. There are different cultures who are also exploring fantasy as well. So just any of those magical worlds, portal fantasies, such as Chronicles of Narnia, that was the popular fantasy.
And what got you interested in this style of writing?
I've always leaned a little bit towards speculative stories, which are like your fantasy science fiction stories. And fantasy was just something that I could focus on creatively. I could think of new mythologies. I could create different races and people and just scenarios that spoke to me on an escapist sort of view.
I gotcha. So you have this series. It's called Fractured Princess. And the first edition of this fantasy novel, Fractured Princess, came out in 2019. Mm-hmm. And now we've got the second release of Fractured Princess. Mm-hmm. Talk to me. What's the premise behind Fractured Princess? Give me all the details.
Okay. Well, Fractured Princess focuses on this princess named Johnny. She's orphaned by this metal army who's kind of destroyed her entire continent, and she's protected by some watchmen who've adopted her as, you know, their daughter and sister. And as she's just in hiding from this army, she decides once she hits 17, she's old enough to take care of herself. So she wants to learn to fight. And as she does that, she kind of learns more about her people and also the origins of the army and how they're actually tied together.
All right. Now, is this for a certain age group?
Yeah, I would say upper teens, like to start with, maybe 13 would be pushing it. I'm someone who read a little darker fiction at a young age, so I would say 13, but I would definitely maybe mid to upper young adults.
I gotcha. Okay, so you started writing Fractured Princess. You started writing the novel in 2010. But at that time, it wasn't called Fractured Princess. It was titled Save the Queen. Why was it retitled from Save the Queen to Fractured Princess?
Well, actually, I started it in 2004. I had started it right before college. And Save the Queen is a weapon in a game called Final Fantasy. It's a very popular ultimate weapon that you can get for certain characters, an homage to that. And it wasn't a title, I guess, that people resonated with when I was trying to query it. So I wanted to go a little bit closer to what the situation was with Johnny, and I settled on Fractured Princess.
All right, well, take us through the story a little bit more. You know, I don't want you to, of course, read the whole book or give anything away, but take us through the story a little bit more.
It's a multi-casted character. So we have Johnny. Her primary watchman is her older brother, adopted brother, Cyan, and he's taken care of her since he was about 14 years old. Their adopted father was lost to the army, so that put Cyan primarily in charge of her. And they have a secondary watchman, Laris, who is a prince of another race called Sprites, who helps take care of them and comes and counsels Cyan when they need it. So the story ultimately starts with them and just learning how they interact and how they interact with the world around them, what people think of Johnny's people. That ties in a little bit to the story. They kind of saw them as dangerous people. They were very powerful and didn't seem to control it well, and that's usually why people say this is why they were wiped out. So Johnny struggles with that a little bit and learning to use her powers. We see how that kind of affects Cyan's anxiety of her trying to take up for herself because he's taken care of her so long. So as the story goes on, we do see how their relationship kind of pushes and tugs in that situation.
I want to talk about your health a little bit here, because that's an important part of who you are. We're talking with Black fantasy novelist Deborah Renee Bird. And Deborah, you are a survivor of Hodgkin's lymphoma. For people who do not know, what is Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Well, okay, a lot of people, they usually hear about non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and Hodgkin's is the rarer form of lymphoma. It usually hits people in my age range, so 20s to 30-year-olds, but a lot of younger and older people do get it, but you do see it mostly in my age range. It's larger cancer cells, I believe it's called Waldenberg cells. So it's very noticeable when it starts to progress. It's usually found in the neck and upper arm area when they do show it.
When were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed October of 2019.
So before COVID, you found out that you had Hodgkin's lymphoma. How did you figure it out? What were your symptoms?
Actually, I didn't figure it out for a while. I had been diagnosed with some allergies that I didn't realize I'd had for most of my life. And one of the symptoms that I got from Hodgkin's that I didn't realize weren't my allergies was itching. It was severe itching, and I believe that was the first symptom I had, but I didn't realize it because I thought it was allergies. And then coughing set in, which was something I was also confused about because of allergies. And my neck started swelling a little bit, and when I went to the doctor, they tested me for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and when that came up negative, they said, well, maybe it's a hard flu season, it's a hard allergy season, so give it a while and then we can revisit it. And as my neck started swelling more, I just went back and they finally did the full biopsy and they found Hodgkin's.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, I am 37.
Wow. Okay, so you get this diagnosis in October of 2019. Does it put your writing career on hold immediately, or did that come at any point later on?
Well, fortunately, I'd already finished this one. I had been working on the next few books in the series. I had finished the first part and then the second part, but I was working on the third and fourth, so it did put it a little bit on hold. I was going to Fox Chase every 2 weeks, and you have to go through blood work and then see your doctor and then sit for, I think, 2 to 3 hours getting a chemo treatment. So it mentally and physically, it was a bit of a drain. You just kind of want to lay in bed and recuperate.
Well, not only do you get a diagnosis like this, but then COVID hits. So you have to deal with that, too, along with all these other health issues you're already dealing with.
Yeah, and I work for the state, so we shut down completely in March or April. So I was already on like the last legs of my treatment, but I was also being careful because once your white blood count is down, you're much more susceptible to getting sick. So fortunately, we shut down and I was telecommuting. So I didn't have as much worry as I'm sure other people did because I was home, but there was still a little bit of that stress.
What do you do for the state, Deborah?
I'm a secretary.
Do you want to name the division that you work for?
Oh, sure, yes, facilities management.
Gotcha, okay. So where do we go from here? What is your health now today?
So I finished treatment in April of 2020. I was able to get my port taken out, might have been last September. I can't remember actually when I got the port taken out. But they do say Hodgkin's is one of the curable cancers. There's usually a five-year rate of, I don't think it's a five-year survival rate, but it's a five-year rate of, I guess, the possibility of getting it again if you do have it. So at the moment, I am considered in remission.
That's fantastic. Are you working with other people who you may know that have Hodgkin's lymphoma?
I have been on Instagram. There is a hashtag where we follow each other. So we just usually send support messages back and forth and just encouraging messages. I know there was one of the survivors. She was starting kind of a how-to cope video. So I do want to check in with her because it has been a while since I've heard from her. So I do want to just make sure she's still doing okay.
All right, you've been listening to Black fantasy novelist Deborah Renee Bird. Deborah lives in Dover, and she's got this series of books out called Fractured Princess. We started the interview off by talking about Fractured Princess, but I wanted to talk to Deborah about her diagnosis with Hodgkin's lymphoma. So you've been listening to her talk about how she's gotten through that. She is in remission, so that's good news. Final words about the Fractured Princess.
I would say it's a mix of kind of almost a cinematic feel. I wanted it to be more of a visual read, and so there's just great dialogue, a fast pace, and I believe it's just fun all around.
And where can people get a copy?
It is available on Amazon.